at the moment when Putin, not yet thinking about invading Crimea, has suggested to the European Union a three-party formula to handle the case of European rapprochement with the European Union, it was rejected. Then next time, when Europe, in a way, in the eyes of Putin, had betrayed him, was at the time when an agreement was reached in Kiev about a transition period when the whole of the Ukrainian society would have time to prepare for the elections. Well, it didn't stand the half an hour before it was rejected by Maidan. So when we are speaking about the necessity for the Ukrainian people to make a choice, let's make sure that we are not meaning a Maidan people who has still to get the legitimization of the whole Ukrainian society.
But to be more inclusive, I can't let you get away without asking you about what your former boss said, Mikhail Gorbachev, who says that it was the redress of a Soviet-era mistake, Russia taking over Crimea.
Well, Gorbachev, being half Russian, half Ukrainian, you can imagine that this is a terrible choice for him. But like many Russians and many Crimeans, he was living as a kind of historic injustice, the fact that Crimea has been attached to Ukraine. But at that time, which the decision which was made by Khrushchev in 54, Crimea could, why not, become part of Ukraine, because both Ukraine, Crimea, and Russia were all Soviet.